More than 100 protesters joined State Representative Anthony Sabatini outside the Duval County Courthouse Monday as he announced a lawsuit aimed at making Jacksonville rescind its mask ordinance. Sabatini has been filing lawsuits against mask mandates around Florida. After Lake County Republican Representative Anthony Sabatini announced the Jacksonville lawsuit on Twitter, Jacksonville Chief of Staff Jordan Ellsbury responded that it will cost taxpayer dollars unnecessarily. Sabatini says if the city wants to find money, it should look at Ellsbury's salary.
The majority of the people in this city are on either welfare or unemployment, and this guy has the gall to say this is frivolous litigation, this is a waste of taxpayer money. Take your $200,000 plus and give it back to the taxpayers. How about that?
In front of the courthouse, Sabatini calls the ordinance hard to enforce and overall terrible policy. A large group of anti-mask mandate protesters stand behind him, but there are a few counter-protesters, like Craig Foose, who's holding a picture of his brother who died of COVID-19 in May.
My brother, healthy, 55 years old, and now he's gone. I can't call him my best friend. So it offends me that they don't want to wear masks to protect not only just me, but your family members.
Sabatini says he's filed similar lawsuits from Miami to Tallahassee. Sky LeBron, 89.9 WJCT News.